Good morning. My name is Ed Holohan, and this is The View from Here. It's that time again, isn't it? Time for the big ski jump tournament over at Snowflake Ski and Golf Club. The jumping starts next Friday. Well, I hope it warms up a bit. It's been so cold lately that you could chip a muscle just by watching. You may recall that in my hundreds of jumps on the hill at Snowflake, I never actually completed one. It was always one thing or another that conspired to mock my hard work and my perseverance. I found more ways to crash than Evel Knievel. It got so bad that the Snowflake Board of Directors saw fit to send me a letter in November, informing me that I was no longer welcome as a jumper. Seems as though my collective mishaps had used up 87% of the club's liability coverage. They simply could not afford Eddie Ragdoll Holohan, no matter how big a crowd favorite I am. Oh, I'm still going to compete at Snowflake, but not as a jumper on skis. Nope, I'm joining the brand new division, which will begin a demonstration period at this year's event. I am proud to be a pioneering practitioner of canoe jumping. That's right, canoe jumping. There are enough of us already to form several teams in each division. We'll have one paddler, two paddler, and four paddler jumps, including mixed doubles. The canoes are required to be aluminum, and each jumper must possess a helmet, life vest, and a paddle. Two-bladed paddles are allowed only in the one paddler event. In two, four, and mixed pairs, the single blade model is required. Following a rest period for the contestants after their 290-step portage to the top of the hill, canoes will start from the rest position, the jumpers standing alongside. As the starting bell sounds, the jumpers push their canoe down the incline, carefully timing their leap into the canoe, increasing the speed of the descent by paddling furiously against the surface of the in-run. Then they assume the tuck position about 10 meters before takeoff. Once airborne, the canoeists will extend their paddles as mini-wings, increasing lift and pushing the distance of the jump. It's really quite a sight, especially in the forecrew. Those paddles popping out at just the right moment, the canoeists shouting, "Happy landings!" in their native tongues. This is the only aspect of canoe jumping where style points are awarded. Happy landings points are given to jumpers for their sincerity, their volume, and their sense of humor. These points account fully for 62% of the total score. The distance jumped counts for 20%, and surviving the attempt will score the last 18 points possible. There is ongoing discussion about the method of scoring. It seems that the happy landings component is so heavily weighted, while surviving the jump is not, that the winners could conceivably be awarded their medals posthumously. Yeah, we're working on that. There's quite a lineup of celebrity judges who will be on hand. Delilah Delamamore, the noted stage and screen critic, will be there. It was Delilah who famously opined many times during the 1997 event, "Ski pants are so sexy." Bjorn Big Boy Bergman, fermenter extraordinaire, will bring his unique skills. The man who can pickle anything is a natural fit for the tournament, since so many attendees will already be pickled. Margaret, the Dowager Princess of the Scottish Hipwells, will be on hand. The crossed canoes on her family's ancient coat of arms, well, that's qualification enough for her to be among the judges. Now, I'm not a betting man, but if I were, my money would be on Ellery and Kaya Nordskog in the doubles. These kids are phenomenal. Strength, speed, paddle technique, tie-dyed life vests, the Nordskogs, well, they have it all. So, there you have it. Next week, international canoe jumping right here in the Driftless. Now remember to dress warmly, bring a cowbell, and go easy on the pickling.